Please be seated. Well, the last time I was standing in this spot was actually 3 years ago today. Same set of readings, same occasion, well, sort of. It was 3 years ago today that it was announced to Good Shepherd that I would be attending seminary in Virginia. And so it's fitting today that I'm back here with y'all. How's it going? Everybody doing all right? Good. So 3 years ago today, I stood here and I preached on this same gospel lesson about Jesus coming and the disciples going up and seeing his face start to glow. And it was during the piece when Father Melton announced that I would be going to seminary, and Scott Sutherland was right up here. And he turned to me and he said, "You're glowing." And I could feel it. That in my life, whenever I've encountered God or seen God, I feel my face tighten up in a different way, and there's this smile that's there. And it was what Scott saw. He said, "You're glowing." And if you know me, that's because I was getting ready to go to seminary. I was getting ready to sort of continue on this path that I believe God has been calling me to go down. And I was excited that, well, I'm one of a few people in this room that probably get really, really excited about studying church history. But I do, and it's awesome. And I got to take classes on scripture, systematic theology, ethics, and all of these wonderful things that hopefully will help make me a better priest, a better communicator of what God's vision is of the world, so that we might in turn see the world as God sees it. That is my hope, and I've done this. I've gone to class. I haven't skipped one class in 3 years, I'll have you know. All right, I've been good. Go to class, and all of you seniors that are going to college next year, all right, I see a couple of you, that you should go to class too. It's good. That it hasn't just been about my time in the classroom, though, that I've been able to go out into the world and do different things, that this mountaintop of being in seminary, well, I have to go down. I have to go down into the mountain to be in the world. That I've been able to work at a church called St. Luke's, which is out towards Mount Vernon, where George Washington lived. I've gotten to preach there, and it's been wonderful. I've done some Sunday school, worked with the youth program a little bit, and done some visioning for them. But for me, I really felt a call to school chaplaincy. And so I was able to exercise that vocation. I coached soccer and ultimate frisbee at a school called St. Stephen and St. Agnes School. So it's an Episcopal school about a half a mile away from the seminary. And this year I was invited to join the faculty of the Episcopal High School in Alexandria, which is another half a mile away in the opposite direction, a boarding school. And so I've been able to teach biblical theology. Right now I'm teaching a class on the theology of saints and angels. And it's incredible that the joy that comes from helping sort of students sort of consider God in a serious way. That it's something I think that we may have lost a little bit, but I get to do my part to help recapture that. Of really looking at God and what do we mean by this? It's been really nice. But more so than even getting to sort of teach or coach, it's simply been being there with the communities that I'm with. That at a boarding school, that there aren't a lot of people there to cheer for you. That the students, like their parents, don't get to come to a lot of their games. And unless you're playing basketball or football or lacrosse, no one's coming to see you compete. And so one of the great joys that I have is getting to go watch wrestling and squash. What kind of kids play squash? I mean, but I've gotten to go and cheer them on. And it's amazing just to see what a smile that brings. And it's not because I'm doing anything special. I'm just want to be someone that knows that they're loved and that they care. And that's something that we can all do. We just have to look at the community around us. We don't have to do anything spectacular. It was like this fall coaching soccer when one of the students came to me and he said, "I need to talk to you about stuff that's going on at home." And sort of through that conversation, we were able to get him and his family some support as they were going through a tough time. And that, it wasn't anything special. It was being available, being there, and showing people that you just love and care about them. That these are sort of the genuine sort of ministry moments of my life. Like, it's not special. It's just being who I am. And it's this, the same invitation that Jesus gives each one of us, to just be who we are, where we are, and let God work through us. That I think that when we do that, we see God in a very new way. That, we start to glow. That when we see God in the person sitting next to us in our pew, or the person sitting at the desk next to us at school, or the person at the cubicle, like, when we see God there, we start to glow. And people are drawn to that. You know, I think about Peter, James, and John, who were standing on top of the mountain, that seeing Jesus transfigured would have been a really cool thing. It would have been something you would never forget. And we heard in the epistle that Peter didn't forget it. It's something that stuck with him. He heard the voice and he remembered it. But he also remembered that Jesus said, "We're not building a tent, right? We're going back down." And I wonder what it would have been had they stayed. Because there were 9 other guys that Jesus liked to hang out with. Matthew and Thaddeus and Bartholomew, Philip. All those guys that Jesus hung out with too, they weren't there. And they would have missed out had Peter, James, and John stayed on top of the mountain. That we have to come down, we have to go back into the world where we live, where we engage real people with real struggles, real hopes. We get to do that. That is our call. You know, today is Camp Sunday, and I think about the grace of camp. That camp sort of, it's a retreat, it's a mountaintop experience. It's an opportunity for us to see God in a real way. But those of you that have been to camp, who's been to camp? Anyone been to camp? A couple folks, all right? You have to come back. You have to come back down the mountain. We don't go to camp to get our little dose of Jesus and then, like, that's it until next summer. We go to camp to see Jesus so that we can start glowing, so we can start radiating that joy and that hope that we experienced at camp in the world with the people that are next to us. It's the same thing for all of our folks here for Youth in Action. We don't come to Youth in Action to get some community service hours. We come to Youth in Action so that we can be in a community, so that we can see God on top of a mountain, or in this case, on top of a bluff. So that we can go back out into the world, back to San Antonio in the valley, wherever we're from. That's what God calls us to do. It's what Moses did in the Old Testament reading, that he went up on top of this mountain and God gave him the law. And law, not like a legalism sort of thing, but the word that it uses is instruction. That God was giving a prescription of how we are to live our lives. And that that's his vision for us. And that our joy in life as Christians is living into this vision. And when he came back down, guess what? He was glowing. That he actually had to put something over his face because people were freaked out by it. They didn't know what to do with him. He was glowing. He had seen God. And he knew he couldn't stay up there forever. He had to come down. And so this week, as we go out into the world, where have you seen God in the last 7 days? Where have you seen God? It might be a council, Youth in Action. Might be a conversation with somebody in the street. It might be something that you're keeping. That you just see God and you can't help but glow. That share that. Share that with someone. Let them see this hope and this vision and this joy that we have. So I can tell you, I said at the 8 o'clock, I hate the word surreal. But standing up here 3 years later from the day that it was announced I was going to seminary is surreal. That so many of y'all, I see your faces and I remember so much. And it's amazing that to know that y'all have held me in prayer for the last 3 years and know that I've held y'all in prayer as well. That it's amazing when we're at morning prayer at school, what name will pop into my head. But it's there, and it's a joy to get to do that. And so, knowing for the last 3 years that y'all have prayed for me, and that, know that I've been praying for you, it's a feeling I can't describe. And it's how y'all have changed me. by showing me God's love. And so thank you for that. So this week, please see God. Be joyful, be radiant. Let people see who you are so that they in turn will see God. Amen.
Invite the congregation to stand as we reaffirm our faith together. The words of the Nicene